This kind of balance between installing new equipment and making the current equipment efficient is the learning that we've taken in this journey in terms of the multiplier effect it can have and the amount of lives that you can impact on a regular basis. We're well on track to meet our ambitions. It is very aspirational, it is very inspiring, and that's what keeps us going every day here at Philips.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, professionals, and philanthropists who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments, and turning points, successes, and of course, the little joys of life, business, and work. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Bharat Sesha, Managing Director, Philips India Subcontinent. We would get down to discussing the company's plans for India in 2025, Philips's unified vision, the company's commitment to integrating its diverse capabilities to deliver innovative healthcare solutions, and of course, better care for more people. Welcome to the show, Bharat. Delighted to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Gaurav, and it's a pleasure and honor to be here and share the journey of Philips with your listeners and you.
Bharat, you know, let's start off with a very context-setting kind of a fundamental question. What is Philips's key growth priorities for India in 2025? How does a company like Philips, which has a very storied legacy, remain so relevant today in a rapidly changing technological and business landscape? Bharat?
The journey of Philips, as you said, is very storied. We have a very strong legacy. And one of the reasons that we have been thriving over more than 13 decades, more than 130 years as a corporation, is that we stay relevant to the challenges of society at that particular point in time. And in this context, if I were to look at what Philips aims to achieve and aspires for in India, our businesses are on health tech and on personal health, both of which are seeing transformative trends in India. If I talk about the health tech space, the movement of innovation in the health tech space from what essentially was about the hardware, about getting better images, making sure that we get better information to a doctor or a surgeon. Now that is increasingly being complemented by literally out of the box, which means technology is not only confined to the space of the equipment, but increasingly becoming an enabler via tools like AI to provide better clinical outcomes for patients. At Philips, this is integral to what we do. This is kind of the pivot that we have done over the last few years, and I'll talk about particularly India in a minute, where we increasingly bring innovations to the market that provide better care for more people. In India, particularly for Philips, we are now in our 97th year in India. So we're going to reach a century in 3 years. I grew up with the Philips brand. Many of us did. And it meant different things for different people. But the underlying feeling, emotion that the brand evokes is one of trust, is one of being there with you through the journey of life. And today in the medtech space, Philips does the same by bringing these innovations to provide better patient outcomes, provide better information for clinicians to provide those outcomes. And why is India important in this context, and how our plans are for India are anchored on a few key themes. First and foremost, we see India as the center of our innovation, particularly to do with software and AI. Our footprint in India, be it in our healthcare innovation campus in Pune or the Philips Innovation Center here in Bengaluru, both of these are providing innovations for the world currently. One in every two Philips equipment that is being sold across the world has innovation that has been developed and implemented in India. So the angle of bringing world-class innovation is something that Philips has focused on in India, and we made significant investments towards that over the last few years. We're also a leading player in both the personal health space, but also in the medtech space in India, across the various products that we bring. And our market leadership is based on the fact that we always bring innovations that keep the patient in mind. So in this ecosystem of innovation, of manufacturing, which we do in Pune, and of making sure that we keep the patient at the front and center of what we do, that ecosystem is what drives our aspirations and our plans for India for this year and beyond.
Thanks, Bharat, for setting the context and also the roadmap of what Philips India looks at India from this year's perspective and beyond in the medium term too. But my next question is about the technology space, particularly medtech, and it's a rapidly evolving landscape, particularly with what's happening in the world of artificial intelligence, etc. Given the competitive healthcare market, how does Philips differentiate itself from other medtech players? Because the market is getting crowded, isn't it?
Yeah, Gaurav, indeed, the market is getting intense. However, we believe, and we have proven through our success, that there is always a pull for products that lead to better clinical outcomes, better patient-centric care. Let me explain that with a few examples. If I were to look at healthcare space in India, and I'm setting the context so then we can understand a bit of why Philips is focusing on what we are focusing on. In India, today, the biggest challenge we have as a society, as a country, is access to healthcare. And there are studies that talk about potentially 30-50% shortage of certain key scanning and imaging equipment that could come true if we don't act now in the years 2030-31. Now, there are two ways to address this challenge. One is to invest in bringing more of these equipments across the country, which is absolutely a must-do. And we are partnering with the government, with private institutions, with other initiatives to make sure that we provide that access in terms of the availability of equipment. But equally important, and in some ways, which is quicker to solve, is to make sure the existing infrastructure, the existing equipment is able to provide access to care to more people. Let me make that very specific. If there is an MRI machine which can scan 5 or 6 more patients a day than currently it does, that is providing access to care for 5, 6 more people every day in every machine that is installed across the country. Philips' innovation capabilities are basically focused on doing that, in addition to other things that we discussed. So one of our innovations, we call it Smart Speed, basically ensures that you can position the patient quicker, get an image that is better and quicker, enabling 5 to 6 additional scans per equipment per day. Now, this differentiation is what we take to the market. Again, very patient-centric, very centered on how does it provide better information to a clinician to give better care to the patient. We believe this differentiation, the capability to look at it from that perspective and come with innovations that make this happen, gives us the differentiation to compete in this market. And one of the things that I've learned talking to multiple customers across the country and partners is there is a value for differentiation that our customers are willing to pay. There is a value that they see when they see something that provides better clinical information or better patient outcomes. And that's how we are able to be successful. We focus on patient centricity. We focus on innovations that make sense for the patient and the caregiver. And that enables us to differentiate us and be successful in this market, even in spite of the increasingly intense competition that we are seeing.
You know, Bharath, you talked about MRIs and, you know, from helium-free MRIs to portable imaging devices. Philips has launched some cutting-edge technology in India recently, and you allude to it in the immediate response now. And these are trying to solve some very fundamental problems, as you said, that, you know, if MRI machines are able to actually address and carry out images of multiple patients, just more than, not just one, then it solves a fundamental problem. But there's also the question of concerns around cost and accessibility. And India is at that stage because the numbers are very high, both of patients and people seeking health solutions. How do you ensure these innovations actually don't end up widening the gap, but and rather close it?
I think this is one of the challenges that we have when we talk about access and innovation in the same frame. However, the solution to it is also in that question, which is increasingly talking about the concept of cost per scan. And when I talk about this to our partners and our customers, this gets a lot of traction these days. What do I mean by that? The sticker price when you buy a piece of equipment is very relevant for that one-time transaction. However, on a day-to-day use of the machine or the equipment, the number of patients that you're scanning, the capability to use that equipment for longer periods of time, all of these matter. And you talked about the helium-free, Gaurav, and this is something that we are really proud of because helium is not an infinite resource. Helium is not being produced organically, so it is something that is a finite resource that's available currently for us. And helium has many applications, and one of the applications in the medical tech industry is it's a cooling used in the magnets for the MRI. The whole concept of what we develop, we call it the Blue Seal, which is basically to make sure that we don't need to refill the MRI with helium every time the helium runs out. That concept also is anchored on the fact that we have to provide access. Now, I'll explain that. When you go to a tier two, tier three city, the cost of the equipment is one factor, but every time you have to refill the helium, and helium prices are very volatile, or because you have to refill the helium, your machine has to be down for X number of days. All of this matter when you talk about access to care. The fact that Blue Seal doesn't need to be refilled with helium is much lighter than the existing MRI, which has got helium in it. All of this makes a difference. And increasingly, we find that when we talk to our customers about cost per scan, about the capability to provide effectiveness and efficiency, effectiveness in terms of the image quality, which is world-class, and efficiency in terms of the number of people that you can scan through the equipment, both of these matter. And in a price-sensitive market, and India will always be price-sensitive. I mean, we don't have any illusions about that. However, we feel the conversations that we are having with our partners and our customers, which move the conversation away from a one-time cost to an ongoing efficiency, that transition is what we are bringing to the market, and we find a lot of traction with multiple customers and partners on that. Gaurav?
Bharath, you know, the Philips Innovation Campus in Bangalore has about 5,000 engineers and clinical experts working together. What are the kind of solutions that are coming out of this campus?
So I alluded to a couple of them. One of the proudest things that we have for Philips in India is the fact that every business that we have globally, every function that we have globally is represented in India. And every business has R&D innovation centers that are in Bangalore or in Pune. Now, I alluded to the Smart Speed innovation on the MR. I alluded to the fact that we had this helium-free developed. We also have something called the precise imaging, which is used in your CT equipment. Now, one of the things that we find when patients go through a CT scan is the positioning of the patient is very important. And typically, when a patient is already under stress or trauma, and you move them to a CT machine, and you're trying to position the patient in a manner that you get the right image, is a very stressful exercise. And we looked at it from the patient's perspective and said, how can we minimize the trauma, the stress a patient has who's already coming there with stress, to ensure that we get the same high quality images without stressing the patient as much. And we have what we call the precise suit of images, which is basically AI positioned cameras that correct for patient height, weight, and other movements the patient may do, and ensures there is no compromise on the image quality because the patient is under stress. Now, this is one of the innovations that we develop exclusively here in Bangalore. We also working on a bunch of innovations on ultrasound equipment in Bangalore. Now, ultrasound, particularly when it's used for heart scans or cardiac purposes, Philips is a market leader by far. And that is because we are able to get very, very clear images using our technology, which is built on our ultrasound machines. Another great example that we have developed here in Bangalore is to do with the probes that people typically are put into people's system through their throat to get the images. Now, one of the biggest difficulties that we experience is patients find difficulty in taking a probe that is thick, right? We all gag, that's a natural reflex. We've developed probes that are one third the width, which makes it much easier for the patient to have that probe in their system for the doctor to get the right images to be able to treat precisely. Just a few examples that I shared with you, Gaurav, and there are many more such inspiring examples that we work on a daily basis here in Bangalore. And again, just to reemphasize, if you could hear me, all the examples, state all the examples, you would see they start with patient. They start with what does it do for the patient, and then we develop it. So I'm very excited, and we do many of these things on a continual basis, and there is more on the anvil that will come in the coming days.
You know, it's interesting, Bharat, that you talk about patients and the patient centricity in Philips's attitude and approach towards problem solving, particularly fundamental health problems. That is a good segue for me to come into the next question, which is about Philips' commitment to improving 2.5 billion lives globally by the end of this decade, by 2030, which includes about 400 million people in underserved communities. That's quite ambitious, isn't it? How are you tracking progress, for instance, and what's been the most surprising learning from this journey so far?
It is a very inspiring purpose. And I think at the beginning of the podcast, you had alluded to the fact that purpose drives a lot of the people that you're talking to. And I can say very clearly that that's the purpose, that's the North Star that drives all of us here at Philips. It is a very inspiring purpose because we're talking about making people's lives better, better care for more people, as we say. We have a very clearly listed way in which we track the impact we have on people's lives. This is reported in our public forums. It's reported in our annual report. So we are very rigorous about measuring this because this makes a difference. Now, some of the surprising learnings that we've had when we've been on this journey is the multiplier effect. If we are able to get an innovation out in the market that provides the effectiveness and efficiency, then we see that number multiplies very fast. So this is not a problem that we can only solve by installing, 10x the number of equipment across the world. It is also a problem that can be solved by 10x efficiency in an existing equipment. And this kind of balance between installing new equipment and making the current equipment efficient is the learning that we've taken in this journey in terms of the multiplier effect it can have and the amount of lives that you can impact on a regular basis. We're well on track to meet our ambitions. It is very aspirational. It is very inspiring. And that's what keeps us going every day here at Philips.
You know, Bharat, India is a massive market from the health solution space perspective as also the health tech perspective. What are the biggest challenges as also the opportunities for Philips in India's healthcare space as you see it now today?
I'd like to allude to a report we call the Future Health Index. We do it every year. We survey about 3,000 healthcare leaders across the world, about 200 odd of them in India. So it's very relevant to our country and our society here. Now, there were three challenges that we kind of gleaned from that report, as stated by the healthcare leaders who are working on this space in India. The first one was to do with burnout and attrition of healthcare professionals. Now, this is a topic that we don't talk about a lot because there is a fundamental assumption intrinsic in us that, you know, the healthcare providers are immune to these effects, which is absolutely not true. It is a stressful job, but people choose this vocation and this purpose because they want to do something good for humanity. So the first thing that we have tried to address in terms of the challenge of healthcare space in India is to do with healthcare professionals, attrition, and burnout. And I'll list the three challenges and I'll talk about what we are doing at Philips about this. The second big challenge that we find is the inability to translate data into insights. In hospitals, I mean, I'm sure we've all been to hospitals where we still find that the nurses are writing detailed charts with information that gets transferred from point to point, right? How do we translate that data that is gathered about the patient on a continual basis into insights that can be used for treating them and to make them feel better sooner? That's the second big challenge. And last but not the least, as an industry, we can do with more partnerships. The healthcare challenge in India cannot be solved by one entity or one company or one body. It needs collaborative partnerships across the chain. Now, these are the three challenges that kind of stood out from the Future Healthcare Index survey that we did. Now, the way to address them is something that Philips is very keenly working on. So talking about attrition and burnout, the more time we give a healthcare professional with the patient, the less the chances of attrition or burnout, because that's kind of why they chose the vocation. That's why they are in this role. So AI and all the innovations I talked about and many more that we are working on enables healthcare professionals to spend more time with patients and not doing paperwork, not staring at monitors, not filling forms, but really with the patients. So that's one way in which we are addressing the challenge of attrition and burnout. That also is a very important way in which we can transfer data to insights. The more we're able to capture data in the world-class systems that we have, in the enterprise informatics solutions that we provide, the better the clinical outcomes, the more the information a clinician has to treat a patient. So also the solution to that comes from a lot of the enterprise informatics, the AI-related work that we do. And last but not the least, we partner all the time with some of our customers, I don't call them customers, they're partners. We work with them on joint clinical studies. We publish papers together. We work with them on making sure that the world-class innovations that we're developing in Bangalore is also available commercially and otherwise in India. So this partnership angle is also something that we're very strong with. When we go to tier 2, tier 3 cities, we partner with entrepreneur doctors. We provide them solutions that are more relevant to the environment in which they operate. So from a standpoint of Philips, we identified these three topics and we have specific and tangible and granular actions that we are taking to address all three of them. The last point on this is a journey. There is no silver bullet. There is not anything that we can do just for 6 months that will solve these problems. These are deep-rooted, these are structural, and these need time, energy, effort, and focus to be addressed. And Philips is committed and has been committed to give what is required to address these three key challenges that we find in India.
Thanks, Bharat. Thanks for, you know, sharing your deep insights and perspectives, and particularly why it is very important to balance technological developments with human care, and how it's going to get evolved, how it's evolving in the coming years, and how Philips is investing very heavily in massive upskilling to train healthcare workers and how to use new devices effectively. Thank you so much for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us, Bharat.
Pleasure is mine, Gaurav, and I really thank you for a great conversation. Appreciate it.